welcome to yet another episode of the Freedom Talks podcast. This is episode number 4, the Brett Favre episode. And this being the first episode in 2020, we are going to take some time to review and reflect on some things that I experienced in 2019. I understand that it was a pretty tough year for a lot of people, but it was actually a pretty good year for me. But it was pretty rough there at the end, to be honest. I know that the holidays are always a time that people seem to always look forward to. But at the same time, it's also a time whenever a lot of people struggle as well. So maybe the Christmas holiday was pretty rough for you around the time of New Year's. But just take heart in the fact that we do have a new year in front of us and that it is a time to kind of reset yourself. You think about how you can improve your life going forward. I just wanted to start off the first episode of 2020 by thanking all of my listeners, whether you have listened to every episode or just a couple, or if this is your very first one. I just want to thank my listeners for tuning in. I have talked about before how this podcast is an outlet for me, and it helps me to kind of process things that I'm dealing with, and hopefully to help some people that are in a similar life stage as me, or even a different one. We can learn from each other's experiences. My podcast does cover an array of topics. The first couple of episodes, I read through the description that I have on my Anchor page, and I don't want to belabor that for those of you that have been listening, but I do want to go over the main topics just so it's clear what this podcast is about. It's about faith, it's about the military, and it's also got some things about finances mixed in. And the one topic that we haven't gotten to that I want to talk about today is productivity. It's also properly pronounced productivity, but whichever way you want to look at it. It is talking about managing your time well, is one of the biggest things for me dealing with productivity. Just getting as much work done in the time that you have. So I want to go over something that I've found. I definitely don't have all the answers to this. I am still a perpetual procrastinator, but I have sought help in this regard. There was a time in my life in 2015 when I was teaching, and I was just really struggling to manage my time. Felt like I was really unbalanced in my life. And I'm pretty sure I was in my car just sitting in a parking lot. And I'm pretty sure I just Googled, how do I manage my time? And I found this podcast that is a Christian podcast, and it's called Life of a Steward. And this podcast is hosted by a man named Warren Pinellas. And his insights are really helpful for the Christian who is seeking to manage his time well, and really anyone that's trying to manage their time well, but it does have a really good Christian perspective. So as I was thinking about the things that helped me the most from this podcast, one of the things that jumped out the most to me was something that I feel like I've improved in the last 5 years, but I still struggle with, and it is dealing with seizing your commute. And it's the idea that we are bound in America to have some form of travel time, whether it's in your car on an interstate or a highway for 30 minutes or longer, or if it's on a train, or if you're flying around all the time, you are bound to be traveling for work. And what are you going to do with that time? It shouldn't be time that we just waste and that we always just go to Netflix or whatever streaming service that we use and just consume media that doesn't really benefit us, that's good entertainment. But there, of course, is a time and a place for that. But we should really seize and take advantage of that time in our commute. And not only should we take advantage of it, but even to take a step back, we need to make sure that in that time that we aren't succumbing to the flesh, as it's called in Christian culture. And that's basically just letting our human emotions get the best of us. And when we're driving is a prime time for us to think that we are the most important person in the world, that we have a place to go and no one else does, and we don't care what other people need to do. We are only conscious of ourselves. And when other people make a mistake, they are obviously a stupid idiot. And we are always right in everything that we do whenever we're on the road. So obviously, this is something that I still struggle with. I wouldn't say that I have straight up road rage, but I do have a tendency to get upset and impatient when I'm driving. So again, we want to take it even beyond that. We want to be calm when we're driving. We want to be productive when we're driving. So there's a list that's on this Life of a Steward podcast, and each one of his podcast episodes has a short blog post with it to kind of detail what the podcast is about. So I want to go ahead and take this time to go over a list that he compiled that's going to help you to seize your commute. The first one probably seems obvious to a Christian, but a lot of times the obvious things are often overlooked, and it is to pray during your commute. Warren says, use your commute time as a chance just to pour out your heart before God. Thank Him, praise Him. And I really like the way that he phrased that, because I can think of times when I've had long trips that I've done, and I would try to think through a prayer list that I have made and try to pray through that. And honestly, I just get distracted and get focused on the road and even just zone out and have a hard time focusing on praying while I'm driving. But I like the idea of pouring out your heart before God, just telling God what's on your mind and using that time to rely on Him and to give Him your burdens and just trust God with what you're going through, and then thanking and praising Him. A lot of times, to get over that impatience that we deal with while we are in our commute, what can really help us with that is to express gratitude and to do it in prayer and to express praise. Another instance in where I heard this was in a book that I highly recommend. One of my favorite Christian authors, his name is Kyle Eidelman. He just happens to be a pastor at a very large church in Louisville, Kentucky, where I was born. Anyways, Eidelman wrote a book that's called Aha, and it's all about the prodigal son and talking about how you can always come back to God despite how far that you feel like you've drifted. And in one part of that book, I don't remember in what step to come back and coming back to God he was talking about, but he mentions just feeling down in the dumps and just really struggling while he was in his car. And he determined in his mind that he wanted to overcome that. And so he started to think about what would a Christian do? What should a believer do in this situation in order to overcome this feeling discouraged during your commute? And he just shares his struggle in that. And he talks about how, well, he should probably listen to some worship music. And he talks about how he puts some worship music on and how he still doesn't feel better, and he's just still kind of writhing in his mind and just wants to be home and is just tired of the day and wants it to be over. And he says that a Christian would probably then sing along with the song. And he shared that once he did that, that act of singing along to a worship song and praising God really does lift your spirits, and it really does make you forget about the little frustrations that we deal with every day, and it is definitely a great way to take advantage of your commute. So again, the first thing, pray and praise God. A second way that Warren Pinellas mentions in his podcast is to look around and just notice nature. I really like this one as well. Maybe it's a bad thing, but I tend to get my head in the clouds, both figuratively and literally. My wife is also fascinated by clouds, and that might sound weird, but seriously, just take a moment and look at the sky whenever it on a cloudy day, and it is truly amazing what you can see. And then times of sunrise and sunset, it's just captivating to look across the sky and see the different colors and just appreciate the nature. I really enjoy being more up north this fall and actually got to experience autumn for the first time in several years. And just looking around at the trees and the different colors of the leaves is truly amazing. And whenever you just learn to appreciate that beauty that's around you, that can help you to alleviate the frustrations that are around you as well. So get your eyes on nature. It really will relax you and give you perspective. A third thing that the podcast notes is to look around and notice other people. So I don't do this a whole lot while I'm driving, but when I do this is whenever I am walking from my car to my desk, and I have a pretty long walk, and I just like to look around at people and just look at their faces and notice and observe the different types of people that I work with, and see some that are quite friendly and will warmly greet you, and others that are just looking down at the ground, wanting nothing to do with anything that's around them. And then there's others that you can see the brokenness that's on their face. And that's just a good reminder for us that there's people around us every day that are dealing with some incredible hardships. And whenever I see those people, I not knowing them, I'm not going to stop them and pull them aside and ask them what's going on in their life. I don't feel like that's quite appropriate to do that. But what I will do is just kind of silently pray for them that God would help them with their struggle, and that God would just meet their need with whatever they're dealing with. And that's just a good reminder to get your mind off of the things that you're struggling with and to think about the fact that others are dealing with some really difficult things as well. The next point in seizing your commute is to cultivate relationships. And this is one that I would like to do more. I have had some really good conversations, phone conversations with people while I'm in the car. And I don't want to just turn on the radio or turn on my YouTube music and just listen to music mindlessly all the time in my commute. And this is a really good point of cultivating relationships, taking time to call people that you haven't talked to in a while, and just maintaining that connection. And we always talk about how it's hard to maintain friendships as we get older, and that's definitely true, but I think this is one way that we can make it a little bit easier. We say we don't have time to talk to people, but really we do. We're just not making best use of the time that we have. And this is one way that I can definitely improve on, is by trying to connect better with people during my commute. Another way of taking advantage of your commute is maybe one that you're doing right now, and that is listening to educational materials. If you're listening to a podcast or maybe an ebook or something like that, that's definitely a good use of your time. It can be hard to focus on an ebook if you're driving. Maybe if it's something a little bit lighter, that could be a good way for you to learn something valuable during your commute time. And of course, podcasts are amazing to listen to during your commute. I have a few that I subscribe to, and hopefully this becomes one that you subscribe to and that you enjoy listening to whenever I release new episodes a couple of times a month. But a podcast is definitely something that makes you think a little bit more than just listening to your favorite artist or whatever the case may be. The final point that I'm going to share from this list of commuting like Christ is a really relaxing one for me. And honestly, I had never thought about it quite this way until I heard it in this podcast. He says, take a cup of coffee with you, or a smoothie, or some tea, or some hot chocolate, or soda, or a cool glass of water, just whatever your favorite drink is, just sip on a drink of some sort. And the slow process of sipping on a drink and really enjoying it, that relaxes me. And of course, I was quoting the host of the podcast, Lauren Pinellas, there. And I definitely echo his words. This is something that I have picked up on. One of the schools that I worked at, it was kind of a joke that the principal always had his McDonald's sweet tea. And I think there is a method to that beyond just he enjoys pumping himself full of sugar through that McDonald's sweet tea. I think it was kind of a relaxing mechanism for him, and I think it's a pretty effective one. So that's not to say that's going to cure all of your problems if you have something that you enjoy to drink with you at all times, or if you just sip on something throughout the day. But I definitely find that to be something that relaxes me. So maybe that little tidbit can help you to be more productive and to be more relaxed in your commute as well. So that will conclude our discussion on seizing our commute. And I plan to prioritize the general topic of productivity in this new year. And I hope that the things that we talk about in that topic will be a help to you in the future. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back, guys. As I'm finishing up recording here, it is the 11th of January, and the new year ideas are still kind of fresh on our minds. Maybe some of us have already broken our resolutions. I have definitely been there before. Getting all excited and motivated to improve all these different areas of my life and then falling short very early on. So don't get discouraged about that if that's you. But I do have to say that at this point in the year, as someone that grew up in the South, just the difference in the way people treat each other, I have to say it was a culture shock at first. But now, having lived here for about 9 months, I've pretty well acclimated myself to the culture up north. And I have to say that I'm kind of glad the holidays are over and that random strangers aren't talking to me again. So instead of random people telling me to bless my heart all the time and everybody wishing me a happy new year who have never seen me in my life, it's back to business as usual. So maybe that sounds cold, but I am definitely a routine kind of guy, and I want to be real and honest with people, and I'm just not one that's really gets a whole lot out of small talk. So enough on that. I did want to spend some time kind of reflecting on my past year, and maybe some of you guys can relate to some of these things. This is a military podcast, and I've mentioned in the past that I want everybody to kind of feel able to relate to what I'm talking about. And of course, what I'm speaking of is coming from my experiences in the Army as an enlisted soldier. And I want other branches to be able to relate, and I believe they can in many ways. But of course, I am talking about the Army. And I have been in the Army for about 18 months now, and I have really been enjoying my time lately. There's definitely been some hard times, mainly being the about 10 months that I was away from my wife. That was really difficult. So that's how we started out 2019, is being separated, and me being in Texas in my training for my job. And that was a really tough time, but I finally graduated from that course at the beginning of May. And then my wife and I were reunited. And that time that I spent in my job training was really, really difficult. For some jobs in the Army, their job training is only about 6 weeks. That's about the shortest one. Mine's more on the longer end. Mine was about 10 months. There's some that are over a year. Mine's definitely on the longer end. But anyway, It was really discouraging being there for me, being 26 and turning 27 at the end of my time there. I was treated like a child, being a junior enlisted soldier and having drill sergeants at AIT, and just being punished as a group, which I totally understand the reasoning behind that, but it just felt really obnoxious to me being punished for things that younger soldiers that are the same age as students I have taught, and just, it was just difficult all around. Definitely the hardest thing being away from my wife. And I actually went through a period of depression while I was there. And I think the reason for that was mostly just due to I just didn't have any clarity of what my role was and what my position was and what my place in life was, to be honest. It was easy for me to stay motivated in basic training despite even the antics that you experienced there, because there was an end in sight, and that was about 3 months. But you kind of knew what to expect every day, and you knew you were going to get messed with every day, and you just kind of learned to live with it. And again, you knew it was going to be over before too long. With the job training, I started off in a rough spot, being placed on hold before I could start class, and not knowing how long I would be on hold. And thankfully, I only spent an extra 2 weeks there. There are many soldiers that spent a lot longer than that on hold, and I was very thankful it wasn't longer than that. However, it just seemed like there was no end in sight. It was long days and just really difficult circumstances as far as I don't know what my position in the Army is, and being a little bit older of a junior enlisted soldier, just the difficulty of dealing with the younger soldiers was definitely trying, and that was just a really hard time for me. And it definitely started in October of 2018, and then it continued into the new year. And I started coming out of it around March, toward the end of my time there. Started to get more focus, and I was actually enjoying the end of the course. And started to, I knew where I was going to be stationed. Had started making plans for being there. And I was just starting to get excited about actually having a real job and actually being in the big Army, as they call it. And a lot of the people that I was with there, they didn't like that term big Army, because they said that you're as much a part of the Army as anyone else, but really that's kind of silly. They would call it the operational Army, and the training environment's also called TRADOC in the Army, and TRADOC's just really terrible, and others that have been through that can definitely relate. All that to say that in May, finally moved away and got back together with my wife, and really a turning point for us, not just for me, but for my wife, Carrie, as well, was on that first Sunday that after we moved, we realized right away that we needed to find a good church. We had definitely talked about that ahead of time. It wasn't just a spur-of-the-moment decision, but we started actually really looking, and we found a church that we had heard about from other similar churches, and we decided to attend on that first Sunday, and we just immediately fell in love with it and just felt like home from the beginning. And the biggest thing with it is the church just feels like a family, and I have never experienced the level of community that I have experienced in the church that I'm a part of now. The people that are there just so genuinely care about you. And there's text threads where you can just lift up any kind of prayer request that you have at any time. And it's just so great to think about somebody always having your back and someone always being there for you and just having that support system. And of course, I have that in my spouse, and I'm very thankful for my wife and what she means to me in that way. But sometimes, as a man, you need other men to come alongside you, and as a woman, you need other women to come alongside you. So that's definitely been really good for me and my wife. We've grown so much in that, and the church is more contemporary in style from what we have attended in the past, but they do it the right way. And a lot of times there's some circles that criticize the more contemporary churches and say that they emphasize all love, but there's no truth. And that may be true in some churches, but it is not true at all in the church that I go to. There's no compromise in what's being preached. The pastor preaches on sin, and we talk about the Word of God unapologetically, and there is no punches being withheld. So it's so great to be a part of a church where there is freedom and there is liberty in Christ, but everything, it points back to God's Word. And that has been such a time of growth for us. So we're so thankful for that. And that's a big part of what we're looking forward to now in 2020. We have, in the last about 6 months, we've served in a role in the what they refer to as students program, which is what some may know as a youth group, working with teenagers. That's been really good for the time being. We have some experience in that, so we were able to jump right in and be able to help there, and it's been really great getting to know some of the teenagers that are in our church and just hang out with them and help them grow in the Word of God and just spend time with them. But now God has opened up the door for us to be apprentice small group leaders. We're going to serve under a leader in our church who is going to be starting a new small group, and they're going to be the leaders for a season, and then eventually we will be able to take over that and lead that small group. And we don't say that. I don't tell you about that to pat myself on the back and say I'm some really great spiritual leader, because I definitely am lacking in many areas and definitely have a lot of room to grow. But it's just testament to how God is using us, and we're just so thankful and feel so blessed and humbled to be in that situation, and we're just so thankful to be in a place where God is allowing us to thrive and to serve, and looking forward to growing in my military career this year as well. I'm hoping to make sergeant sometime this year, hopefully sometime in the summer. Be really cool if I can make sergeant and before my 2 year mark. Have already had the opportunity to lead soldiers, so I'm looking forward to being able to do that in an official capacity with stripes on my chest and a little bit more money in my bank account. So don't let anyone tell you that they don't want more money with a rank up or a promotion, because they definitely do. So definitely looking forward to that. My wife also got a promotion at her job, so she moved from being Pam at the office, sitting at the receptionist desk, to now she has a different role where she's doing some financials. Definitely proud of her and looking forward to opportunities that she has there at her job. And it's just going to be really amazing to see what the Lord does in our career paths this year as well. Another thing that Carrie and I have both committed to do this year, and that I have shared on my social media, is that we both want to read a book a month. We have set aside 12 books already, and I posted a picture on my Instagram and Facebook just to make myself accountable. And I have a confession here. I haven't even opened the book that I have for January at this point on the 11th. Fortunately, and I'm going to tell myself, I've already read about a little over half the book previously, and I'm just going to start where I left off there. So I shouldn't have any problems reading it, but hopefully I can get on that soon as well. Another thing I'm trying to do is learn a foreign language, and that is another incentive that's offered in the Army. If I gain a certain level of proficiency in a foreign language, then I can earn about $300 a month extra. So that's really cool. And not only that, it will give me an opportunity to serve in different mission sets and be a better asset to those as well. So I'm working on Russian. I don't know that I'll actually work a Russian mission, and I'm not going to tell you if I do. But anyways, that is something that I'm working towards. I'm using Duolingo, if you're familiar with that. It's not really a way to master a language by any means, but it will definitely help you get familiar with some vocabulary and basic grammar. I have enjoyed what I have learned from there so far. So that's another goal that I have for this year. Talking about reading and learning, one of the main goals I have is to read my Bible every day. It should be a given for any Christian, and it's something that I honestly have slacked off on in recent months, and I'm thankful for friends that have helped me get back on track with that. And we are doing together a chronological plan. So the Bible is not arranged chronologically. It is arranged topically in the Old Testament and kind of similar in the New Testament as well. So we're doing a plan together that takes you through the books of the Bible chronologically. So those are just some of my goals for 2020. I'm sure I'll come up with some other ones along the way. And if you would like to share some of the goals that you have, I would love for you to comment on the Facebook post or Instagram post, or to send me a message, and I would love to discuss that with you. Would love to generate a conversation about what goals that you have and are shooting for in this new year. But that's about going to wrap up this segment and thinking about the past year and kind of looking toward this new year and thinking about things that we want to accomplish. Now, I wanted to finish the podcast as we think about a fresh start. I want to play a song for you that has been really special to me for the past 3 or 4 years. I think it was released in 2014. But I started listening to it a lot in 2016 or 17. And it's just been a really special song to me. And I've just experienced a lot of, I feel like it's rejection and just not fitting in and not being able to figure out where I'm supposed to be and where God wants me, and have lost my job a few times along the way in my early and mid-20s, and have really struggled early on in my married life and my adult life after college. And I'm just thankful for times to have a fresh start. And the song that I'm gonna play for you and I want to end the podcast with is called Start Over. It's by a Christian hip-hop artist called Flame. And it's featuring an artist who just happens to be my favorite artist called NF. And it is a hip hop song. So if that's not your favorite style, I won't be offended if you don't listen to the song. But I would encourage you to at least look up the lyrics to it. Flame is very biblical in his lyrics. I think he has better theology than a lot of preachers do. And it's just a really encouraging song. And it's basically just a reminder that no matter what we've done, we're not supposed to blame other people for where we're at, but we need to look to the cross. We need to look to Jesus to help us through our hard times and through our struggles, and he will be there to help us. So quick disclaimer, and if you don't mind, I like explaining this kind of stuff. I think it's kind of fun to give you an inside look of what it's like to actually do a podcast. Some things in doing a podcast have been a lot easier than I anticipated in terms of actually compiling the podcast and distributing it. that has been really easy. Some of the recording and editing has been not necessarily difficult, but kind of time consuming. But other things you have to think about that you wouldn't really think about before you actually do a podcast. And one of those is thinking about actually playing music on your podcast. It's something that I've refrained from for the most part, because there's some legal experts that would say you can be sued for a humongous fine for playing music on your podcast without getting express permission from the owner of the music, which if you reach out to a major artist or a major label, they're probably not going to respond to you. I don't know. I haven't tried. Maybe they would. I would think that they wouldn't. Anyways, you have to do these things because people are very possessive of their music and other things that they own, and understandably so. They created it. It's theirs. They own it. But all that to say, I do not own this song, and I do not plan to profit from it. So there's that. There's a disclaimer. I hope that this song is an encouragement to you, and that as you start a new year, that you see many blessings in it, and that you experience a lot of growth and just have a great year in general. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, live free.
Everybody's got a blank page, a story they're writing today, a wall that they're climbing. You can carry the past on your shoulders. You can start over, regrets. No matter what you've gone through, Jesus, He gave it all to save you. He carried the cross on His shoulders. So you can start over.
Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. To the brokenhearted, their wishes bade. Never been born, never been torn, never sinned, never disobeyed. I know you think there's no hope,
no,
but that ain't true. Jesus saved.
I know you feeling regret,
like I
brought this all on myself,
like I
messed it up big time, and this time I don't deserve God's help.
Thinking,
how can God forgive me?
After knowing what I hid,
can He?
After knowing that I hid from Him and I stayed away and backslid.
Listen,
Jesus came for the sick.
So true.
Jesus came for the weak.
Amen.
Jesus came to give good news and to set the captives free.
Amen.
Listen, Jesus came for the poor.
Amen.
Jesus came with the keys.
Amen.
Jesus came to remove the chains so the prisoners can be released.
Everybody's got a blank page, a story they're writing today, a wall that they're climbing.
In the ocean floor, run to His arms like an open door. God the Father sent the Son, so men can come and be free and gotta run no more. Come to me, all who are weary. With heavy burdens, I'll give you rest. Separating you from your sin, as far as the east is from the west. Thrown in a sea of forgetfulness. What sin, what offense. And when them waves come crashing in, I'll calm the winds in your defense. So whatever it is that you've done, He put that punishment on His Son. You'll never come under His condemnation. Conquer sin and Satan and His accusations.
So dry your eyes, lift up your head. Hallelujah. God is not dead.
Plus He gave us His peace.
His peace.
And He took our guilt on a cross instead. Took our place and now we embrace a clean slate with the eyes of faith.
We know
unfailing love, unfailing love.
Everybody's,
it's not too late, start over.